As long as the coyote stuck to the narrow riparian area on either side of the creek during the day, she was safe. There was never a reason to leave her home range, since it stretched for 2 miles as the creek flowed in West Ames. There was no need to encounter humans. On this late fall day, as the frost gently kissed the tall grasses around her, this coyote decided to venture out to the short grasses, the grasses most of the other coyotes dared not cross. Tall grasses allowed for good hunting of voles, rabbits, and other small mammals. Short grasses exposed you to birds of prey when you were young and humans when you were older. But on this day, the juvenile coyote sated from her breakfast of mouse and crabapple, caught the smell of an animal she didn't recognize. She followed her nose toward the smell. It took her deep into the short grass where she had never been, far away from her familiar creek and trees, and found her on a flat, rock-like surface. Just ahead of her was a creature that smelled a bit like her. She kept her distance until her curiosity got the better of her, and she got close enough to get a good look. The creature looked a bit like her. The coyote let out a high-pitched yip that exploded through her lips and gums with crescendos and trills, louder as she tried to discover if the creature was family or foe. What the? Let's get out of here. I gave a firm yank on Charlie's leash when I saw it was a coyote, not a dog, crying at 30 feet behind us. I had heard that there were coyotes in this area, but this was the first time I had encountered one. And this coyote was headed directly toward us. Charlie, not a dog, a wild animal. You don't get to meet it. It is hard to pull a dog who doesn't want to move. All I could think to do was to get to the residential area where I was certain the coyote wouldn't follow. The coyote followed, keeping pace with our pace. I couldn't tell if Charlie wanted to stop and get a good smell of the coyote, or if he just didn't want to turn his back to a possible foe. When we crossed the street, the coyote crossed the street. The coyote was 10 feet away from us when a guy pulled out of his garage in a big old truck. He rolled down his window. There's a coyote right behind you. It isn't going to hurt us. It was just following me because of my dog, I think. Suddenly, I was the brave environmentalist instead of the scared dog owner. Might not be harmful to you, but I have kids. Come on. They've been living along the creek for months, maybe years. Nothing has happened. The city can't do anything short of eliminating the riparian areas. He rolled up his window and peeled out in front of me, scaring the coyote back. Okay, I exhaled. We watched the coyote get smaller until it disappeared in the tall grasses. Let's go home. We won't see that coyote again. I was wrong. This is Curious Planet, and I am Jacqueline Comito. We would encounter the coyote I started calling Curious a half a dozen times over a 6-month period. All my dog-walking friends and neighbors encountered this coyote, but none of them had quite the experience that Charlie and I had. My dog Charlie was a tri-colored beagle husky mix built like a small husky with floppy ears and blue eyes. I recorded these incidents in a series of emails to close friends of mine. December 15th, 2014. Yesterday, Charlie and I had another close encounter with the curious coyote. We were walking along the path just near the middle school football field where the Kentucky bluegrass gives way to prairie-like grasses and an oak savanna near College Creek. As if on cue, the coyote suddenly came up behind us. I had been keeping an eye out for her. She came up from Coyote Canyon, our nickname for the spot along the trail. I knew the coyote wasn't interested in me. She had eyes only for Charlie. However, she had to go past me to get to Charlie. When she got within 5 feet of me, my heart started racing. If I was a dog, my hair would have been hackled. I tried to keep calm and keep Charlie on a short leash. Charlie wasn't bothered by the coyote. His hair wasn't hackled, like it is when we meet off-leash dogs. No, Charlie was as interested in the coyote as the coyote was interested in Charlie. The coyote whined at me, seeming to say, "Please, can I play with your dog?" I stopped walking, firmly said no, then proceeded ahead, all the while keeping my eye on the wild creature. The coyote must have heard yes in my no and moved closer to me. When I stopped, she would back away a little. I didn't know what to do, so I extended Charlie's leash. To my surprise, Charlie and the coyote did the sniffing and greeting thing all dogs do. Curious took the universal dog position for play, and the two stood nose to nose. They were about the same height and weight. The coyote nipped at Charlie to get him to chase her, but Charlie would have nothing to do with that game. When the coyote sort of verbally sassed at Charlie, I decided we needed to keep walking. My fear shifted as the coyote continued to follow me and watch me with those beautiful yellow-brown eyes. "Look," I told the coyote, "I love you for you are wild, but you have got to be more afraid of humans or you are going to get killed." The coyote didn't seem to care. She just wanted to play with Charlie. I kept talking to the coyote and telling her that it wasn't safe. The coyote kept walking with us. If I would turn around and take one step closer to her, she would stop and back away. "You really need to go home and stay away from people and cars." That curious coyote followed us into the neighborhood for a few blocks. She wouldn't cross the busy street, but watched Charlie and I walk away. I moved forward while keeping my eyes on the coyote. After a moment or two, she turned and headed toward the creek. 3 or 4 times she turned around to look at us. I had stopped to watch the coyote leave. I could hear kids who lived near the edge of the football field fearfully yell at the coyote from their houses. Before I headed home, I hoped the coyote was clever enough to avoid the danger that living near humans could cause her. Later that day, my friend Ann walked her husky J-Dog in Coyote Canyon and also encountered Curious. However, the coyote kept her distance from them. J-Dog is big and scary. "Charlie must be a coyote whisperer," Ann told me. Another friend encountered the coyote in the same spot when walking his smaller terrier. The coyote followed them, but did not approach. Not like she approaches Charlie and me. We're the lucky ones, I guess. December 28th. Today, I was driving into my neighborhood and saw a dead coyote on the side of the road near the area where we have encountered Curious. I stopped to make certain it was a coyote. It was the size of Charlie, but its coat was a dull brownish tan color. I couldn't tell if it was hit by a car. I had told Curious Coyote that she was going to get hit by a car or something if she wasn't careful. I hadn't walked the path of Coyote Canyon for 2 weeks. No one has reported seeing Curious for 2 weeks. The dead coyote makes me sad. Curious had only walked with Charlie and me a couple of times, but she was present to us. She was vibrant. She was that bit of wildness that most of us suppress. She was freedom. She was fully being who she is. I don't know if the dead coyote is Curious. I hope not. But I mourn the passing of that coyote as I mourn the loss of my own wildness and freedom. In a couple of days, I will walk the path again and see if Curious comes out to greet us. Part of me hopes she does. The other part of me hopes she doesn't. I hope she lives. If Curious lives, the wildness inside of me has a chance of revival. Maybe 2015 can be the year of our wild spirit. the year we all get a little bit closer to nature, maybe even up close and personal with it. I said a short prayer for the dead coyote, gave it a funeral of sorts. The coyote was one of just many funerals this year for me. Since seeing the dead coyote, I have felt a little off. My grief will pass. I will encounter Curious on my walk, and I will go back to feeling a little fearful of her and for her. January 9th, 2015. God creeps up on me in unexpected places, like before when the Curious Coyote joined us on the walk. Times when God is least predicted, God creeps up on me when I see a trumpeter swan take flight, or hear a friend decide something I know is right, or in a dream when I am caught in my dead mother's embrace. God creeps up on me in unexpected places. Those moments sustain me during all the other moments. January 14th. Curious Coyote is alive and well. Charlie and I hadn't walked the coyote path alone for over a month. We had walked the path with a friend and their dog and saw no sign of the coyote. This morning, I decided Charlie and I should do it by ourselves. By golly, at the same spot she always greets us, Curious came running out of the tall grasses toward us. The first moment I saw her, I couldn't help but be happy that she was still alive. Wildness lives. The next moment, well, she made me nervous. The coyote seems more interested in bugging me than Charlie now. She is far too comfortable with humans. She did her little sniffing thing with Charlie and then moved to come to me. At that point, I kicked gravel at her and she ran away a bit. I needed to let her know that humans are to be avoided. I growled at her and then picked up a rock and threw it at her. The rock became the thing that got the coyote to stay away. The coyote shouldn't be following me into the residential areas. I am going to walk with a few rocks in my pocket from now on. It felt good to stand my ground to the coyote. It was kind of silly to throw rocks at a coyote. I didn't try to hit her, just to get her to keep her distance. It was a laughable moment. Coyotes are funny. They are playful, and they are bothersome. Maybe Curious was just reminding me to lighten up, have a good laugh, and stand my ground. February 11th. I ran into my neighbor on a walk this morning, and he encouraged us to join him and his dog to walk the loop around Coyote Canyon. I hadn't walked that path since our last experience with Curious, almost a month ago. This encounter with Curious was a little more benign. As we are walking the loop and getting close to the place where there is a tall wood pile, my neighbor told me how a couple of days earlier, they encountered a bunch of rabbits near the pile, and he swore that there were eyes staring at him from the wood. He thought perhaps the coyote was watching him. A few minutes later, we passed the pile with no sign of rabbits or coyote. But suddenly around the corner came a guy riding a bike with a husky leashed to his side. You know, one of those bars that allows dogs to run alongside the bike rider. This large husky seemed to be having a ball running very fast. I looked up and saw the coyote walking away from the path up the hill away from us. In my mind, I thought, perhaps the coyote had been running behind the bicyclist, pretending to run with them. I pointed the coyote out to my neighbor. He told me not to worry. The coyote didn't see us and was moving away from us. Let's go forward, he said. Then the coyote saw us, or smelled us, and started to come toward us. Casually, and then not so casually. My neighbor handed me his dog's leash and ran after her, howling like a bigger coyote. It was funny to see. The coyote disappeared into the woods and we continued. My neighbor kept looking behind us. So did I. Once we were back in the neighborhood, he told me that the coyote continued to stalk him in his mind. I have written to you that coyote represents wildness and freedom in our lives. Maybe curious also represents exuberance, a rawness, and yes, an authenticity that we often lack in our day-to-day encounters. May 25th. Charlie and I were out walking around 6:30 a.m., and I decided we should walk the loop. We were only part of the way through it when I got a strong feeling that I was going to see a coyote. I haven't seen Curious since March. We figured the coyotes had been scared away by all the new construction in the area. Just in case, I grabbed 3 large rocks and put them in my pocket. And by golly, we got to the clearing and there was a coyote. He was smallish and had a rather dull coat. Not nearly as brilliant as I remembered Curious. This was not our Curious. He had none of the courage and mischief Curious had. He was watching 2 women walking along the track, oblivious to his gaze. The coyote noticed Charlie and I and started to walk toward us, then stopped and sunk into the grass and poked his head up. And then he did the darndest thing. He put his ears back in a submissive position, like a dog. I looked back at him and said that he wasn't going to be another Curious, that he needed to be afraid of us. I threw a rock at him. The coyote took a few steps away from us, then turned and watched us walk away. I watched him watch us walk away. Then I watched as he disappeared into the wooded area. A decade later, I still think of Curious Coyote. I think of her beautiful fur with auburn streaks in it. I see her yellow-green, dog-like eyes looking so deeply into mine. I am reminded of the Meister Eckhart quote, "The eye through which I see God is the same eye through which God sees me."